Number 25, Shir Chafhei. Here we go. Oi, I can't even tell you about Kai. What does Svarim say about Kai? Okay, Halkapanim. It's one of the Chashiva names which are referring to in Yanim in Vayakadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to talk about Kai. Kai is a very big thing. Kai. Okay, Kai Amar Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Here we go. Kai. Shir number 25. Kai Amar Hashem. So, what does it say in the Gemara? Let's make sure that we're holding with yesterday's questions. Yesterday we left off with multiple questions. We learned the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you guys asked me a question. I like the question. It's a great question. Who needs to do the bedikah? Is it the maskir? Is it the soicher? Who needs to do it? Good question. What's the reason to say this way? What's the reason to say that way? The maskir because the chametz is his. The soicher because the rishus is his. He has the chametz in his rishus. Rishus is his. Which one needs to do it? Comes Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and says, it's Tali in Mesiras Mafteach. If Mesiras Mafteach was before the 14th, then the soicher. The Mesiras Mafteach was after the 14th began, then the maskir. That's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And we asked the obvious kasha, what type of strange answer is that? It's very strange, right? Like I told you guys, I say, you want vanilla ice cream, you want chocolate ice cream. What do you respond? I want pizza. I didn't offer you pizza. That wasn't one of the options. Did you not hear me properly? I offered you chocolate or vanilla, not pizza. Rav Nachman, I offered you it's his chametz, so he's chayev, or it's in his rishus, so he's chayev. I didn't offer you a key. So we have to say, l'chayra, one of two conclusions. Right? Either we don't understand what the world of Nachman Yitzchak is talking about, or we made a mistake. We made a very big mistake. We thought that we had the tzedadim clear in the original question, and it turns out that we're wrong. We made a mistake. We thought these are the two tzedadim of the Shaila. Nachman Yitzchak comes along and says, Rabbi Yisai, you made a mistake. Neither of these two tzedadim are correct. It's the third thing. Right, L'chayra, that's what's happening here. Something strange is happening here. Let's figure it out. This question is at the root of how the Mefarshim interpret the Gemara. Rashi was bothered by this kasha. It's an implicit question. It's an unspoken question that Rashi's bothered by. Rashi's bothered by this kasha. And what is the answer? He answers, Mesiras Mafteach is a code word. Mesiras Mafteach is a way of saying that it's totally in the Rishus. The way you determine the Rishus is based on the Mesiras Mafteach. That's how Rashi learns. You're right, the two tzedadim that you originally entertained are correct. But which one of the two tzedadim is the right side? Rishus. It's totally in the Rishus. Which Rishus has the chametz? Very good, beautiful. How does Rav Nachman Yitzchak express that? By saying Mesiras Mafteach. Okay, that's Rashi. Very nice, beautiful. We pointed out that sounds very strange. Why don't you just speak clearly? Say, you know why? I mean, you know what it's totally on? The soicher is going to have to do it because it's his rishus. Or if the rishus started later, the maskir is going to have to do it because it was the maskir's rishus. Say, speak clearly, say straight. So, Rabbi Rosenblum gave an answer to this question of why Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak didn't say that straight out. Because if you look at the words that Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, what does it say? My Amalu Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tanina. He's quoting a brisa, meaning the answer is not just Tam his own words. He's quoting a brisa to give the answer. So we could say, you know why he brought in Mesiras Mafteach? He would have. If he was talking his own words, he would have said, it's Tali and Rishus. But he wasn't. Instead, what did he do? He quoted a brisa. And by quoting the brisa, that's how he's giving the answer. Very geschmack. Beautiful. So that's why he uses this terminology instead of speaking straightforward. Okay, but let's ask our next question that we had. But even in the Braisa itself, why is the Braisa talking about Mesiras Mafteach? How the Kenyan is done? Who cares how the Kenyan is done? It's not relevant how the Kenyan is done. The way the Kenyan is done is a mamonistic question. It's Negei L'Chosh Mishpat, right? Ask the Beis Din. That's where they'll deal with it. You want to talk about Psachim? Let's talk about Bedikas Chametz. That's what we should talk about. It's talking in the Rishus. Don't tell me how to change the Rishus. That's not relevant.
It's a Braisa.
I'm asking on the Braisa. Braisa, why are you teaching the halacha in this way? Why are you teaching me the halacha of bedikas chametz in this convoluted way? Teach me the halacha of bedikas chametz regarding bedikas chametz. Whoever's reshus it is at the time of the beginning of the 14th, that's who it is chayav bedikas chametz. Now, what are you talking to me about Mesiras Mavtech for? Mesiras Mavtech has absolutely nothing to do with bedikas chametz. It's a halacha in choshen mishpat. How do you determine the reshus? Mesiras Mavtech.
Who said the
Braisa that I didn't do psachim? Of course it does. Did you read it? Chalar basar alamaskir. Magic word. Livdike. What are we talking about? Checking what? Chametz. The Braisa is talking about bedikas chametz. Right? So that's a question which we still have. Another question. Rabbeinu Peretz's question. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this question from the Ri. Rabbeinu Peretz's question is, okay, you want to talk to me about Mesiras Mavtech, Kenyonim? Fine, beautiful, gewaldic. Bottom line, let me ask you. There's other options for the Kenyan. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Why choose Mesiras Mavtech? Of all the options, choose the most obscure and controversial option. Come on, what do you think? Rashi was, he had a podcast or something? I'm saying, like, why couldn't he just choose something which is simple and straightforward? Why does he have to be controversial? Why does he have to do that? Teretz is? We'll see. Right? Another kasha from the Ri. What's another kasha from the Ri? And that's in our Tosfos right here. What's another kasha from the Ri? Zok the Ri. Rashi, even if you're going to tell me, Mesiras Mavtech, yeah, it's a Kenyan, wonderful, beautiful. Zok the Ri, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's not true. Mesiras Mavtech is not a Kenyan. How do I know? So Shalom said over, Shad and Tosfos, two Gemaras. There's two Gemaras that show me that it's not a Kenyan. What are the two Gemaras? Gemara number one, Perek Merubah, what does it say? Right.
Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Kachi.
Kach Schirus. Kach Nitnis be Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Excellent. Yudah Moshe, yeah. On the money. On the money. Okay? Uh-huh. Excellent. Even with the Koda. So now, what do we say? We say like this. We have a Gemara that gives three options. Three is a big number these days. Three options for Kinyanim. Three options of how to make the rental. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Anybody here, Mesiras Mavtech? Yudah Moshe, did you say Mesiras Mavtech?
Look, it's very broad.
What? You didn't say Mesiras Mavtech. So, Mesiras Mavtech is missing! It's missing. Kasha number one, Rashi. Hello, Rashi. Doesn't say Mesiras Mavtech. What happened? What's the teretz? We're gonna hear Shlomo's teretz in a second. Shlomo, we're gonna hear in a second. Let's finish the kasha. Okay. Question number two. That what? That there's another Gemara. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says it talks about Mesiras Mavtech. What does it say?
It only helps to tell someone to go
be according to the Chazaka. Oh, that Mesiras Mavtech is ki'ilu you told him, lech chazeku kni. Go and make the Kenyan. That's what the function of Mesiras Mavtech is. It's explicit Gemara. It's explicit Gemara. It says Gemara, it says Mesiras Mavtech is ke'oimar loy lech chazeku kni. Kiman de'omar lech chazeku kni. It says if you said, go make the Kenyan. It's not the Kenyan, it's if you said to make the Kenyan. Two Gemaras against Rashi. Shver. What's Pshat and Rashi? So we're going to hear Shlomo's Terutzim first. I mean soon. But before we hear Shlomo's Teretz, let's just speak out what the Pnei Yeshua does here. The Pnei Yeshua Bamish pulls a fast one. You ready for this? The Pnei Yeshua obviously is one of the go-tos. Whenever you have kashas from Tosas on Rashi, you go to the Pnei Yeshua. You go to the Marsha, the Maram. Those are the big three to be able to defend Rashi from kashas of the Marsha, I mean of the Tosfos. Obviously, the beginning of Shlomo too, but it's not an all of Shas. Fine. So, you hear this? The Pnei Yeshua. Listen to this unbelievable idea, the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, if you remind me at the end of Shia, I'll tell you the story about the beginning of Shlomo. Why that's such a crucial sefer to defend Rashi. Okay? You hear this, Pnei Yeshua? The Pnei Yeshua says, And a chanami. Tosfos, 100% right. Rashi does not hold that Messias Mavtech is a Kenyan. And a chanami. Tosfos bam kashas. It's Mefurish Gemaras. Messias Mavtech is not a Kenyan. It's Nataka not a Kenyan. What? Doesn't Rashi say it's Kenyan? What's going on here? Zok to Pnei Yeshua, what Rashi means is like this. You ready for this? What Rashi means is like this. This is Pnei Yeshua's answer for Rashi. What does he say? He says, what are the ways to make the Kenyan? It's to unlock the door, to lock the door. How do you do that? You do that with the key, right? So Memela, what happens is, I get the key. Now I am going to go and lock or unlock the door. Getting the key is talking not the Kenyan, Zuck the Pnei Yeshua. But I will end up doing the Kenyan. And that's what it means. Mesiras Meftach is the Kenyan for the Schiris. It doesn't mean that it's Mamish the Kenyan. No. It means that I will end up doing the Kenyan because I'm the one who has the key. And therefore, at that point in time, when I end up doing the Kenyan, I'm Taka being changing the Rishas.
Yeah, but Rashi does not say like that at all.
Whoa! 100%, you're 100% correct. You have to realize we are between a rock and a hard place over here. Right? Yeah? You're familiar with the phrase? We're at, exactly, right?
Okay,
Silla and Charybdis, right? Those are the two things. What? Yeah, we're stuck between two difficult situations here. What are we stuck between? One second, I'm going to speak it up. Right. One second, yeah, we have one problem. On the one hand is, we have what Rashi tells us that it is a Kenyan. We have, on the other hand, what Tosfos tells us, Gemara's, seemingly, that it's not a Kenyan. We have a problem. So one of them has got to give. Which side is going to give? The Pnei Yeshua says, well, the side that Rashi says it's a Kenyan, that's going to give. And we're going to go with the side of the Gemara's that it's not a Kenyan. How are we going to make it work? Rashi means that he will end up doing the Kenyan because he has the Mafteach. That's what it means. That's what Rashi means. The Mafteach is not the Kenyan itself. It means he will end up doing the Kenyan because he has the Mafteach. Okay? The Pnei Yeshua, I was going to put it as a separate Maor Makom, but Lamaisa, it's quoted by the Pnei Shlomo, so it's on the back of your paper. You'll see it in the Pnei Shlomo. He quotes it first. If you didn't see it this morning, we'll take a look inside tonight. I'll Kapon and Shlomo, what are you saying?
Rashi says, who Kenyan? It is...
Oh, yeah, you're bringing out the problem. Right? That's right, you're bringing out the cash on the Pnei Yeshua. Very good. Anyways, excellent.
First of all, I just think it's a point. Mm-hmm. Probably easier to say, I don't know, than stretch a whole... I'm saying, you can explain it afterwards and says
Okay, look, is a kasha, he's giving an answer to the kasha. Is he saying that, you know, this is guaranteed the only answer? No, he's not saying that. He's giving an answer to the kasha.
Also, the three ways to make a Kenyan something, it gives two very specific ones and one very broad one.
Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Chazaka, you're saying it's broad. Why are you saying it's broad?
Because how many ways can you do Chazaka?
Well, let's give the examples that are given by the Gemara. Nal Gador Paratz. Which means locking, putting up a fence, or opening, unlocking, breaking a hole in the lock.
Okay,
it's not. Okay. We know it. The Gemara explains it. Yeah. Okay, you could say for the same price that Kesef is also broad. You can use credit card, cash, check, coins, you know, all sorts of things. I don't know. Okay, Al Kapanim, this is the first Mahalach to explain Rashi. Like Shlomo is pointing out, it's a Chiddush in the Lashon of Rashi. It's L'chaira, not Meduyik in the Lashon of Rashi. But at the end of the day, I mean, who could blame the Pnei Yeshua for saying this Pshat? The Tosfos comes in with very powerful Kashas. We need to come and give an answer to these powerful Kashas. So let's try another approach. Okay, let's move over to the Karban Nisanel. The Karban Nisanel, in the back of the Gemara, on the Rush, Karban Nisanel is Geshmak, one of the Gedolei Achronim. He gives a Mahalach over here. But before we speak out the Mahalach, let's just introduce it. Okay? Tosfos quotes two Gemaras. What are the two Gemaras? One Gemara says, like Yudah Moshe quoted so beautifully, the Gemara Perek Meruba, it says, just like there's three ways of being Kone Karka, so too there's three ways of Schiros Karka, of being Kone Schiros Karka. That's what the Gemara says. Kesef Shtar Chazaka. So now what are we saying? We're saying, oh, three and not four, right? Three, these three, and not Mesiras Mafteach. That's the question, right? Now Tosfos continues and says, another Gemara, that if you say, if you give the key, I mean, so it's kilu you said, leich chazeku kni. Okay? So now, why is Tosfos quoting two Gemaras? One answer could be, like Shalom said, that the idea is, it's two Gemaras which are against Rashi. It's two questions. Two are better than one. Right? Why are there two luchos? Maybe it should be one luach. All it says there is a one luach. Two are better than one. No?
Yeah, why don't you
no, this,
three?
This is a different shot. Sarah, you're right, different shot. Okay, whatever. Kapadim, yeah? So why is Toz asking two kashas over here? Why two gemaras? Because two are better than one. That's one answer. One way to explain Tosfos. But if you look in the Lashon of the Tosfos, it doesn't sound like it's actually two separate questions, right? Let's read the words of the Tosfos inside. Let's read it inside. What does he say? He says, Einir Lari, why? Da'amar b'meruba, it says in Perek Meruba, K'shem shekaka niknas b'kesef b'shtar v'chazaka, kach tzchiris kaka niknas b'kesef v'chulu. Now what should he say if he's about to start a new question? He should say, v'od kashe, or he says, v'chein matzinu, something like that, right? Instead, what does he say? He says, v'lo amrinon, dimahani mesiras mafteach, and we don't, and we, he's continuing, and we don't say that mesiras mafteach helps, Ella kimandam aleich hazeku kni. Can I mean about para? Right? It sounds like it's really, it's one long flow. So what exactly is this one long question? What's the one long question? The idea is like this. Maybe it could be said in a number of ways, but I think something along the lines of this. That really, what are we saying? We're saying the Gemara says three and not four. Right? Now many people suggested, what do you mean? Maybe it's three, and not only these three, maybe it could be four too. It's Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Those are three, but is it only these three? Who says the Gemara is saying only these three? Is that what it says? It says only? No. It says, Karka is nikna with three, and so Tuschiris is nikna with these three. It means only these three?
This is a question on Tosis.
I'm suggesting a answer for Rashi from Tosas Kasha from the Gemara and Meruba, right? Very easy answer. Very easy answer. I think some of us were even machaven to this answer. Very easy answer, right? It doesn't mean to the exclusion of any other Kenyan. It means it also has these three, but it means limited to these three? No, it doesn't mean that. It could be four. Seres Mavtech too. Very good. Nice answer. Continues Tosfos and says, V'lo amrinon d'mahani m'seres mafteach ela kima'andom aleich hazeku kni. That's not the right way to read that Gemara. That it means three, but it could be four. You know how I know it's not the right way to read that Gemara? Because there's another Gemara that says what m'seres mafteach achieves. What does that Gemara say what m'seres mafteach achieves? It says, it makes it kilu you said aleich hazeku kni. It's not a Kenyan. It makes it kili zalech. It makes it, you told him go make the Kenyan, but it itself is not a Kenyan. So therefore, Zok Tosfos, you can't go and tell me that the first Gemara is saying, oh, these three are a Kenyan, but you could also do Mesiras Mafteach. The Gemara just didn't mention it. It's not true. It's not true. I just showed you clearly. There's another Gemara that talks about it explicitly. Not true. So now, what are you guys going to ask me? So only quote the second Gemara. The second Gemara talks about Mesiras Mafteach. Tells you Mesiras Mafteach is not a Kenyan. So just quote the second Gemara. What do you need the first Gemara for? Teretz is. What is the second Gemara talking about? Mechira. Mechira. It's not talking about Schiros.
How can we use it?
Oh, how can we use it, Bechlal? You can't talk about the second Gemara by itself. It's not talking about Schiros. Zoktuli. So you can't use it, Bechlal. Teretz says, no. That's why the two Gemaras work together. What does the first Gemara say? Kishem she nikne karka. Kishem she karka. Nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Kach schiros nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Right? the Gemara in Merubah tells us that the kinyan of karka and the schirus of karka work hand in hand, are the same, they go together. Now that I know that, and I have a Gemara that tells me that the mechira, miseres mafteach, is not a kinyan, it's only omer lechazek ukeni, so then I could stel too from mechira also back to schirus regarding miseres mafteach, right?
Rabbi be able to repeat reason why Tosis quoted both?
Yeah, I'll say Bekitzer. The idea of why it is that Tosis is bringing out both, and it's basically to bavarn a teretz that some of the Olam was mechaven to. Right? Tosis has a Gemara, Merubah, it says three ways to be kona karka, three ways to do tzchirus. Very good. Is that a kasha? Yeah, it's a kasha. Why doesn't it say four? Why doesn't it say four? Who said you have to say four? You have to say every single time? You have to say every single one? Maybe it's telling you that these three also work by Tzchirus. Not to the exclusion of anything else. These three also work. Maybe Mesir's Mepteh also works too. It just doesn't work by Karka. But maybe it works by Tzchirus. Maybe it does work by Karka. The Gemara is not talking about it.
Why enjoy them together?
What?
Tzchirus and blank.
Why does the Gemara?
Why doesn't the Gemara put it like...
The Gemara does. The Gemara says, just like it works for buying, it also works for sales. The Gemara does. So that's easy teretz. Tosfos wasn't that foolish. Come on, Tosfos could have, you know, he's better than that. He's not going to let you get away with such an easy answer. The teretz is, that's why Tosfos quotes the second Gemara. Because what does second Gemara show me? Second Gemara shows me that you can't say that pshat. Can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because what are we saying? We're saying only three, and it didn't mention the fourth. But really, the fourth is also a kinyan. Right? Is that an option? It's an option. Because there's a Gemara in Hapara that says, Mesiras Mafteach is ki'ilu, you told him to make a kinyan. But it itself is not actually a kinyan. So now that I know that, I go back to the first Gemara, and now I see that I can't say, oh, Mesiras Mafteach is also an option. It's not also an option. It's not true. So I added, Im Kain, so why do I need the first Gemara? Just say the second Gemara. The whole Raya is just from the second Gemara. Teretz is, because how could you easily disprove the second Gemara by saying the second Gemara is talking about Mechira? I'm not talking about Mechira. I'm talking about Schiros. Comes Tosfos and takes the two Gemaras together. The Gemara tells us in Merubah that the halachas of the kinyanim of acquisition, mechira, and the kinyanim of schirus are the same.
Second Gemara is about mechira?
Yeah. There you go, right? The milas of seeing it inside, it makes it so much clearer. Okay? So this is basically what's happening in Tosfos Kasha. Now, we have a deeper understanding of Tosfos Kasha. You can't just simply say, oh, these are the three, but maybe it means there's also a fourth. You can't simply say that. What are we going to say? How are we going to give an answer? So the Karban Asanal over here gives a beautiful insight. What does he say? Everything I just explained to you as far as Tosfos Kasha, it's a very powerful Kasha. But there's one hole. There's one crack. That in that crack, that's where we can find the teretz. What are we doing? We're saying that from the Gemara, we're equating schirus and mechira. Zok the Karmen Asanel, yes, they're equated, but only in certain regards. Regarding Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, they're equated. They're taka the same. Regarding Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, they're all the same. Schirus karka, mechira karka, the same. But in Mesiras Mafteach, they're different. And that's why the Gemara says in Apara that Mesiras Mafteach is Lechazek Ukni. That Gemara is talking about Mechira. Because in Mechira, Mesiras Mafteach is Taka, not Kinyan. It's only Ka'omer Lechazek Ukni. But in Schiros, it is a Kinyan. Now, why should that be? Why should that be? Zog, the Karban Asanel, he gives us a beautiful Hesber. What is the nature of the kinyan in Mechira? And what is the nature of the kinyan in Schirus. In Mechira, what am I acquiring? I own the house. What happens when you buy a house, Tully? Right? Maybe you'll live in it. But maybe you'll knock it down and you'll put up a new one. Right? Could be. That sometimes happens when people buy a house. When you rent a house, is that something that ever happens? Rum? Guy rents a house, rents an apartment, he totally destroys the whole place and renovates it?
It happens. You'll actually do it. They'll rent it, they'll take down the whole thing, make it nice.
I'm saying, do you need to get permission to do that beforehand? Yeah. But if you buy it, do you need to get permission to do that? You don't. Why? Because when you buy it, that's what you own now. When you rent it, so fine, a guy will make a deal with his landlord and he'll say, listen, I have a level of ownership, but the level of ownership doesn't include destroying the property.
It's not you, right?
It's not mine. I can't do that.
It's not full rights.
Right. What is it? It's full rights to what? It's full rights to the usage. To the usage, to live there. Exactly. Yeshiva gives you a locker. So now what are you going to do? I'd say, you know what? I could use this metal for something else. I'll take the metal and I go... You can't do that. Yeshiva gave you the locker to use it, right? They didn't give it to you the locker to take it apart and use it for something else, right? So therefore, we understand, Dr. Carmen Asano, that the nature of the kinyan is going to be a different type of kinyan. In buying, where you are actually going to own the essence of the house, the physical house, the karka, all of it, his lashon is from the depths of the ground until the heights of the heaven. That's his lashon. Mitahom harach mea rakia. You own everything in between. Maybe you could even create a no-fly zone over your house. Who knows? Right? But lamaisa, so watch out with Amazon deliveries with drones. I don't know. You could charge them. Yes, ladun. But you hear what's happening. According to the Karban Asanal, that's why Mesiras Mafteach is not a kinyan for Mechira of Karka. Because what's Mesiras Mafteach? You're just giving over the keys. What does giving over the keys have to do with the essence of the physical house? Nothing. The giving over the keys allows you to go in and allows you to go out. It allows you to protect what's inside, that it shouldn't get stolen. It allows you to walk in and get shelter from the rain, etc. That's what the keys is. And therefore, when your kinyan is for tashmishin, it's for usage rights, like Yankee says, then... the way to do that kinyan is giving over the key. That's what shows you have rights to use it. But when your kinyan is in the gufa karka, in the physical molecules of this house, then your kinyan needs to be more than just Mesiras Mafteach. Your kinyan needs to be something which is actually shows ownership over the physical house. Like breaking down a wall. Putting up a fence. Memela, we conclude, the Karban Asanal is saying that there's a brand new kinyan in Schirus that doesn't exist in Mechira. What's that kinyan? Mesiras Mafteach. Because that is the usage. That's what I'm buying, and that's what this kinyan is giving me, and that's how it works. Karka doesn't work. Makes a lot of sense. It's such a gevaldik pshat. It's so beautiful. It's mamish geshmak. What ends up being this chadish over here, though, is an incredible chiddush. That there's a Gemara that talks about the kinyanim. Mechira equates it to schiros. And there is taka, another kinyan of schiros that doesn't exist by karka. And it's left out of the Gemara. You hear that? Just like there's three kinyanim by karka, there's three kinyanim by schiros. But it happens to be there's a fourth one by schiros, which is not by Mechiras Karka. That's what's coming out according to the Karban Asanal. It's a Chiddush. It's a fourth Kenyan, which the Gemara never said. But that's how he's Masbir. It's a very nice pshat. Now the Harei Kedem takes Batsim the same concept and works it out in a way that you avoid this problem. What does he do? He says like this. You don't have to say that it's a brand new kinyan for schirus. It's a totally separate kinyan. It doesn't exist by mechira, but it exists by schirus. Why? How? What does he do? How does he do that? He says like this. What's chazaka? Chazaka, you put up a fence, you break a fence, etc. What happens if I buy a piece of property that it's impossible to have a fence? The property is total solid rock. You can't put up a fence. There is no fence. What do you do in that scenario? Right? What's the status of that, the chazaka in that area? Yeah? So he quotes a Rambam on this Shaila. It's a famous case, and it's in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph Halachat Hasvav, that the Rambam says it's not shayich to do any of these things in this area. How do you have a chazaka in this area? What are you going to do? What's the answer that the Rambam gives? Rambam says, spreading out your fruit to dry, or having your animal stand there waiting for you. What is the Rambam saying in these words? The Rambam is telling us, using the area in the way that it could be used, in the way that it's meant to be used, using that area, that functions as a chazaka. It's the same kinyan karka. The Rambam's not talking about schiros. He's talking about mechira over here. It's hilchos mechira. He's talking about mechira. It's a kinyan chazaka. One of the big three. Kesef shtar chazaka. It's not your regular one. But you know why it's not your regular one? Because you can't do your regular one. It's not an option. You don't have that option. So when you don't have the option of Nal Gadar Paratz, changing the Etzem property, then using the property is also a valid form of chazaka. Memela, we appreciate the Harei Kedem's next step. When you're renting a piece of property, do you have the rights to go ahead and destroy it? Do you have the rights to go ahead and break a hole in the fence? No. Do you have the rights to build a new fence? No.
Lock the door.
One second. And therefore, what does he say? He says like this. He says the way to do it is going to be to use it. Mamash Kishmak. So smooth. So beautiful. Zak Shalom, before we get to Shalom's question, sorry. The maila of this pshat is that now what am I saying? I'm saying that the Schiros is going to have a kinyan of Mesiris Mafteach. That's the kinyan of Schiros, but it's not a new kinyan of Schiros. It's the way to do the kinyan chazaka of Mechira. The way to do it in Schiros is with Mesiris Mafteach. You hear that, Nakuda? It's the same kinyan chazaka of Mechira, just the way to do it in Schiros is Mesiris Mafteach. It's not a new kinyan. It's one of the three. So it avoids the big chiddush, which the Karbanos Hanal is saying over here, and is still able to explain Rashi with the Gemara. So beautiful. You have another question? Another question. Okay, yeah, another question.
By this logic, using a key should work for Mechira also.
Why?
Because in the case of Mechira, where you're not able to...
In a theory, very good. In a theoretical case, according to this, it comes out, very good. According to this, it comes out that in a theoretical case, if I have no other way to do your standard change in the gufa karka, so then, in a mechira, let's say it's for a usage, right? So then I would be able to do the chazaka with Mesiris Mafteach. Correct.
Which is against the Gemara and still a chedish.
Which is l'chayra against the Gemara, unless we'll say that Gemara is talking about where you were able to do a regular chazaka.
Which is a chiddush.
Which is a chiddush.
Which might be worse than the Karbanos Hanal.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Very good, Ara.
You think in most cases you should be able to do null gadar paratz.
Yeah, most cases you're right, 100%. He's saying, what if in a theoretical case? So in a theoretical case...
No, but he's saying he's asking...
So I answered him that the Gemara is talking about the pashto scenario where you could do a chazaka.
In a normal case.
In a pashto scenario. That's the
pashto. Sounds like someone wasn't so happy with that.
Yeah, it's true. He's not so happy with that. He wants to say that you read the Gemara Stam, it's talking about every single possibility, not just the normal case.
No, I hear a little bit, because Gemara asks, like, what's the case? Gemara's like, what's wrong with just... Gemara's like assuming right away it can't be that the king is happening like a day.
Right.
If the Gemara has another option, so the Gemara would have said, okay, fine, this is the case.
What's right. That? What's right. The case? Exactly. Ready? That's right. I think it's a very good point. You know, if we're trying to figure out if this shot has an element of chiddush or not, right? The Karbanos Hanal has an element of chiddush over here in being chiddush that there's a fourth kinyan. right? Which doesn't exist by Mechira. So we have to be honest and also admit that L'chaira, the carbon asanals, Pshat also has an element of Chiddush that the other Gemara seems to say that B'seiras Mavtech is never a kinyan for, what's it called, for Mechira. It's a nice aura. I think that the other aura is also a very good aura. That at the end of the day, what does No'al mean? Doesn't No'al mean that you're just locking it? So that, we could answer, that it doesn't necessarily mean just locking it. There's a discussion. The question is, that why is it that Mesiras Mafteach is going to be the only option to for the Kenyan of Chazaka for Schiros? I don't need to break a hole in the fence, break a hole in the wall, or put up a new fence. I could just be Noel. It says Noel Garabaris. Doesn't Noel just mean lacking it? That should be good enough. The Teretz is that there's a discussion as to what is the definition of Noel. Does Noel just mean lacking it? Or maybe Noel means creating a lock. In other words, if there's already a lock and all I do is unlock and lock, it could be that that's not the definition of Noel. Noel means that I put on a lock that wasn't there. So that's something which we would have to leave that as a question to be mined further. But I'll come on in. It's good points to think about in the Harei Kedem. The Harei Kedem would have been a geshmak of Mahalach if not for this, because he's taking the Kinyan Schiros and he's working it into the Kinyan of Mechira, the Chazaka. It's beautiful. Okay, so we have three Pirushim over here for Rashi, three Mahalchim. Each one has its element of difficulty, element of Chiddush. Pnei Yeshua, it's problematic. Pnei Yeshua is being Mechadish. Rashi holds it's not a Kinyan Bechlal. That's not the Pashtas of Rashi at all, right? The Karben Asadol, beautiful Pshat, Gevaldige Chiddush. It is a Kinyan Schiros according to Rashi, but it's unique to be Kinyan Schiros, not Mechira. Element of a Chiddush there too. It's a Kinyan which is an extra Kinyan that the Gemara didn't discuss. The Gemara talked about the Kinyanim. It seems like it covered it all the bases. And he's being Mechadish a new one. Okay, good. We understand his Hezber, but let's remember that that still is an element of Chiddush. Harei Kedem comes in, tries to put it all together. It's not a new Kinyan. It's the same old Kinyan of Mechira. It works beautifully with the Gemara. Let's remember, Shalom's two Aras over here, two Aras Mitzad. Number one, is that really true? You can't do anything else. Maybe you could do No'al. We have to be mind into that. And the other one is that, wait a second, the Gemara there seems to say that Mechira, the Gemara Nun Beis, seems to say Mechira is never possible with Mesiras Mafteach. According to this, L'chor, it should be in a scenario where I can't do anything else. I can't do the other changes of the Gufa Karka. Yesh Ladud Badabar. Okay, so let's get to another Ara. After all this discussion, we raised the Ara all the way in the beginning. What about the fact that, why are we talking about Mesiras Mafteach? Let's talk about one of the other Kinyanim. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Why do we need to talk about Mesiras Mafteach specifically? Is there a reason for specifically that Kinyan? So according to the Karben Asanal, very much so, L'chaira, right? But not really. Because yes, it's true that this is a unique Kinyan to Schiros, but it's not the only Kinyan in Schiros, right? You could still do Kesef Tzar Chazaka, so why are we talking about Mesiras Mafteach? According to Harei Kedem, why are we talking about Mesiras Mafteach specifically? Could do Kesef, also Kasha. Could do Kesef, Shtar. Okay, Chazaka, it's not as Shver. It is an example of Chazaka. Fine, Beseder. That's not as difficult in the Harei Kedem. In the Pnei Yeshua, why are we talking about Mesiras Mafteach as opposed to other Kinyanim? Mamash Tzarchim. Mamash Tzarchim. There's no reason for it. The other Kinyanim would have been much better to talk about. Instead of choosing one that's not a Kinyan B'chlal, but I'm going to be Chayav B'dika because it will eventually do a Kinyan. Mamash Shver. So we're still difficult with this Ara. And here we have the Pnei Shlomo. The Pnei Shlomo is a Sefer on Shas. It was written by Shlomo Ganzfried, who is also the author of one of the most famous and popular Sfarim in the history of Klal Yisrael. And that is Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Okay? He wrote a Sefer on Shas also. It's called Pnei Shlomo. And today we have a piece from him. He asks this kasha.
What's the story with him?
Really? About the Megidda Shlomo. That's the end of the year. We'll get to it. Yep. That's Megidda Shlomo. Okay? Oh. The Pnei Shlomo, I didn't actually know this at the time when I asked this question, but he actually asks this question before us. Why does our Gemara talk about the way to change the Rishus L'chayra, that's a momentous ticket discussion that has nothing to do with here. And why are we talking about Mesiras Mavtech, what the Ben Francis Kasha, what's going on? So he gives a pshat, which is a very nice insight. He says like this. What is a kinyan? In Rashi, it's mashma, that there for sure is a kinyan over here. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. He asks the Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. He says in Rashi, it's mashma, there is a kinyan here. Rashi says, well, kinyan. Schivos. What is a kinyan? What is a kinyan? Zuck, the Pnei Shlomo, there are two types of kinyanim. One type of kinyan is that now I acquire the thing, I own it. If I want, I could crush it. If I want, I can use it. If I want, I could sell it. That's one type of kinyan. The guy buys the house, Rum, what happens? He could do all of the above, right? There's another type of kinyan, which Rashi in multiple places in Shas explains that this is what a kinyan is. And that is zero acquisition. Zero. Zero. So what is the kinyan? Says Rashi. It achieves that nobody can back out of the deal. Imagine, you're looking for a place to go away for Shabbos. You call up somebody and they say, yeah, for sure. You could take the place, no problem. It's all yours. Then you call back later like, oh, we already gave it to somebody else. Huh? What are you doing? You can't give it away to somebody else. You already agreed with me. You can't give it to somebody else. Okay? So this happened. My parents one time, at a certain point in their life, they lived in Boston. They wanted to sell their house. So they were talking to some friends, people. They're like, oh yeah, we're moving to New York. We're going to sell the house. And guess what? Before the day was even over, somebody came over to them in shul, offered them a deal for the house. And they're like, okay, sounds good. They didn't have any pen and paper, whatever, at the time. They didn't write anything down. Yeah?
Have to deal with them.
The newspaper was printed the following day. That following night, they got a phone call. Somebody else is offering for more than $10,000 more. Right? It's going back a while ago. Lamaisa, what do? You give it to the first person, you give it to the second person. There was no kinyan. So the halacha is, really, there's nothing binding at this point. There's nothing binding. If you do a kinyan, Dr. Rashi, in many places, if you do a kinyan, then it's binding. You cannot be chayzer if you do a kinyan. There is such a thing as misha para, if a person gives his word, etc., beseder. That's not what we're talking about right now. And that's something which is not binding at the end of the day. Could be chayzer, he'll get punished for it, but at the end of the day, it's not binding in Beis Din. Okay? I see that there's some very relevant halachah l'maaseh shailos to discuss. But before we get to this, let's talk about this specific scenario, okay? Zok de Pnei Shlomo. What does Mesiras Mavteach achieve? It is a kinyan. But what type of kinyan? It's a kinyan that you can't be chayzer. They can't go back on the deal. They made a kinyan, and that's it. And now it's final. But does the Rishus actually now, does he own it? Is it actually his? No, he needs to make that other kinyan in order to become actually his. But the Mesiras Mavteach achieves this level of kinyan. Why is that significant? Here in Psachim. Because we would have thought that what is it tully on? It's tully on if you own the Rishus. Comes of Nachma Yitzchak and his Mecharish? No. Comes of Bryce and his Mecharish? No. You don't actually need to own the Rishus in order to become Chayiv in Bedikas Chametz. There's a special halacha in Bedikas Chametz that even if there's already a kinyan which makes it that you can't be Chayzer, that's already enough that you're Chayiv in Bedikas Chametz. That's considered enough that it's considered in your Rishus. Even though it's not really yours, mamish yet. You didn't do that next level kinyan. But it's halacha b'dikas chametz that it's already enough to be considered yours. And that's why it's in Psachim. And that's why it's here in Al-Gemara. It's mamish so geshmak.
It's only in b'dikas chametz.
Beautiful shot. Yeah, because in everything else, what's the status of that kinyan? It's not mine. It's just that we're not allowed to be chayzer. It's just that we have to keep our side of the deal. But it didn't actually become mine yet. The chiddush of this brayse, the chiddush of Rav Nachman Yitzchak is that that's good enough to be mechayev me in bedikas chametz. It's such a geshmak of pshat. And lemaisa, it also fits with Rashi in all of the Gemaras. It's so beautiful. It's taka not really a kinyan, but at the same time, it is a kinyan. Now let's just pay attention to one word in Rashi, which maybe could move us in a certain direction to choose between one of these four pirushim that we suggested. Okay, how does Rashi explain Mesiras Mafteach? Zok Rashi. How does Rashi say it? What does he say? Mesiras Mafteach says Rashi. Who? Kinyan Haschirus. Rashi tells us it's the Kinyan of the Schirus, which, like Shlomo pointed out, that's not the Pnei Yeshua, but the Kinyan of the Schirus. One could say, that's maybe Mashma like the Karban Asanel. He was the one who said that Mesiras Mafteach is a unique Kinyan which is specific to Schirus and nothing else. Maybe that's Mashma like Karban Asanel. Maybe like the Hare Kedem who said that this is a unique way of making a Kinyan of Chazaka which only exists in Schirus. That might be a possibility. Or we would have to say in the Pnei Shlomo, we would have to push it that it's the Kinyan HaSchirus, meaning it's the Kinyan which is going to force the Schirus to go through. It's the Kinyan which is going to force us to keep the Schirus according to the deal that we had arranged. And therefore, when we're learning these Pirushim, we got to remember to go back into the Lashon Onos of Rashi, try to be medayik exactly which one is the most mashma in the words of the Rashi. Bez Hashem will have a chance to do that more tonight.
Thursday night.
Oh, sorry. One more thing. Sorry. I just forgot. Apologize. One last thing. Yeah? Let's remember. According to this whole discussion, we're discussing Mesiras Mafteach. Is it a kinyan or not a kinyan? Tosfos already argued that it's not a kinyan. And Pnei Yeshua said that in Rashi too. We mentioned that there's a Rashbam. The Rashbam holds it is a kinyan, not just for Schirus, but even for Mechira. Rabbeinu David in our sugya learns that that's what Rashi means. That Rashi means it's Schirus and Mechira. That's how Rabbeinu David learns Rashi. And it's Mashma from Tosas also that that's how Tosas learns Rashi. That it's a kinyan for both Schirus and Mechira. Tosas learns Rashi that way. Rabbeinu David learns Rashi that way. The Rashbam holds that way, Lamaisa. According to all of these Achronim that we're saying right now, they're all arguing on these Rishonim. They're all saying, what? Oh, Hare Kedem. Hare Kedem, Beseder, the concept is Chazaka, but it still would only work in Schirus and not in Mechira. Right, but correct. It is one of the Kinyanim which is limited to, which applies to both Mechira and Schirus. But according to the Pnei Shlomo, according to the Karban Asanel, they are learning up Rashi that we're splitting between, sorry, the truth is, in Pnei Shlomo, really, he's learning a different type of kinyan. No, not the Pnei Shlomo. Sorry, really, Erechanami, I take it back. In the Karban Asanel, he's learning that it's that in Rashi we're splitting between Mechira, Kinyan Mechira, and Kinyan Eschirus. Not like the rest of the Rishonim. In the rest of the Rishonim, they're what's it called? They're saying Rashi equates Kinyan of Eschirus and Kinyan Mechira, and Mesiras Mafteach works for both. The way these Achronim are being Masbir Rashi, so the Karban Asanel is for sure not like that. The Pnei Yeshua is saying Rashi agrees with Tosfos, and the Pnei Shlomo in a sense is saying that too, because he's saying it's not a real Kinyan. And in the Hare Kedem, he's Taka coming out that it's a Kinyan, the Kinyan of Schirus, and the Kinyan of Mechira is the same Kinyan, happens to be that Mesiras Mafteach is limited to Schirus. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, question.
Why according to that, why Rashi just write who Kenyan?
What?
Why Rashi just write who Kenyan?
Rashi says who Kenyan.
What?
That Rashi says that.
Who Kenyan has Chirus?
Yeah. Who Kenyan has Chirus? We're talking about a case of Chirus.
I know, but just if it was a Kenyan, why would it matter? Okay, so.
So what, I'll tell you what bothers me. What, you know, I wanted to say that what I'm understanding from you is that the word Chirus here is a diak, that it's a Kenyan which is limited to Chirus, right? That's what you mean to say.
Yeah.
So my reason why I'm not in love with that point,
yeah,
I like it, but I'm not in love with it. Why? Because it says, Hukinyan haschirus. It's the kinyan of the schirus. Okay. If it would have said kinyan schirus, if we actually would have said who kinyan schirus, yeah, that would be klar, like you're saying. That it's a kinyan schirus. This is a kinyan schirus. Yeah. What does that say? Who kinyan has schirus? It's the kinyan of the schirus. Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Well, again, what was
I had that dig also, but this is the dichoy of it. The dig is, why do I say, he could have just said Ukinian. Why is it Ukinian as Chiros?
Are you saying it's Mashmakil, this is the only king of Chiros?
I mean, either it's the only king of Chiros or it's unique to Kinian to Chiros.
You say it's the only king of Chiros, that's the first in the Gemara.
Right, that version not, right. But it's a unique Kinian to Chiros, like Carbon Sanal says.
Okay.
Right? Or maybe like Ari Kedem says. But the Teretz is that the Rashi says, who Kinian has Chiros. Kinian has Chiros, the extra hay, is mashma that it's not a unique kinyan to schirus. Rather, Rashi is just saying it's the kinyan of the schirus. In this case, there's a schirus here. This is the kinyan that they're doing. Right? Very good, Shlomo. Excellent. Excellent, Dick. Beautiful.